Anyway, as you see, this little camera in the back. That's TorahAnytime.com. Wherever I go, they follow me. I go for lunch, they follow me. I have to use a knife and a fork. Wherever I go, they follow me. But they're absolutely amazing. And if you, chas v'shalom, happen to have internet for the right reasons because you have to do some business, then once you're on the internet, the place to go is TorahAnytime.com. And you can get, how many rabbis? You have 70 rabbis, huh? 83, I'm sorry, keeps adding. 83 rabbis giving different shiurim. And if you don't like what he's saying, you push delete. It's amazing. It's like, here, you can't get up and walk out of my share. But if you're watching a share online, you don't like what he's saying, you delete, and you skip, and you move the mouse around, and you go to somebody else's share. So anyway, TorahAnytime.com is unbelievable. I want you to know that the Rebbetzin of Torah, there's a rabbi of Torah Anytime, he's sitting right there, but the Rebbetzin of TorahAnytime.com is also in the room. And she is even more amazing than him, because she has to stay home almost every night by herself while her husband is running around taping shiurim, and that's not really what she wants to do, but she does it. She sacrifices herself for Klal Yisrael. Same thing with my wife. I love what I'm doing. She doesn't love what I'm doing. She wants her husband home, right? So if she's willing to let me do it, she's sacrificing a lot more than I am. So my Rebbe always tells her, you're going to sit in Gan Eden way, way above your husband. And I'm cool with that. I have no problem with that. That's fine. That's fine. Okay, so they want me to talk about Shomer Negiah. Anyone here know what Shomer Negiah means? What's the translation of Shomer? Watching or guarding. Negiah means touching. Shomer Negiah is a subject about boys and girls touching. Now, many of us will ask many questions, and we'll save the questions till the end, but I'm going to try to give you a different understanding of what does God want from us. You created a boy, you created a girl, we have hormones, and you're telling us that until we get married, we're not allowed to have any physical relationships between boys and girls. Why? Hashem wants to watch us suffer. He's trying to tease us. What's going on over here? So, I like to tell stories. I'm doing this since I'm a little kid. Every time my teacher asked me, where's your homework? I told a story. So, I had a lot of practice because I never brought my homework. So, I like to tell stories, and I think that by listening to stories, sometimes you can get an answer to your questions even easier than when someone talks directly to you. First of all, I'm talking from a guy's perspective. So, I'm talking from a boy's perspective. Anytime I give a speech on this subject, it's usually not in public. It's usually one-on-one with a girl. And I'm telling her that the boy that you're going out with has these terrible thoughts, and they always answer me the same thing. It's the most famous three words that I hear from girls. You ready? It goes like this. I'm telling you, this guy that you're going out with, I don't trust him. He doesn't like you for who you are. He likes you because you're a girl. And if you showed up on your date with a bag over your head, he would still talk to you. And he would still like you. And they're like, Rabbi, how could you talk about my Chaim like that? And I'm like,